Okay, my name is William, and I'm an alcoholic. I have a sobriety date. It's January 23rd, 2017, and I want to thank God and Alcoholics Anonymous for that. And thank you, High Desert, for having us. I do have a sponsor. His name is Mark S. And then I do have a home group. That's the San Fernando Hall, the San Fernando group. And I really want to thank God and Alcoholics Anonymous for the life I have today. You know, and it was always my thinking that always got me into trouble. Always. I always separated myself from you. I wanted more. It wasn't enough. What's wrong with me? You know, I feel more comfortable under the streetlight than being at the dinner table with my own family. And I'm asking myself, what's wrong with me? You know, and I think that drink or that, you know, drugs are a part of my story. You know, and it's just like, once I take that drink or once I take that substance, it's like, I want more. And then how am I going to get it? It kicks off that phenomenal craving. It kicks up that allergy. It kicks up that I'm suffering from the spiritual malady. I don't know what's wrong with me. I want help. I need help. But I don't know how to ask for help. You know, my drinking took me homeless, eating out of a trash can, leaving my daughter behind in 2015. And I'm asking myself, what's wrong with me? You know, what's wrong with me? I had nothing to offer that little girl. Think she's better off without me. You know, I did the whole 30, 60, 90 days, and I got this. I'm okay. I don't need AA. I'm okay. I got this. I could do this by myself. But in reality, I needed help. You know, there was always God in my life, but I only call God when I need a favor, right? And it's just like I make that deal with God every time. Once I get out of jail, or once I won't do it again, or when I'm sitting in that cell, let me go, you know, or like, just let me see my daughter. Please let me see my daughter. I will stop drinking and I'll stop doing drugs. You know, I was just, I was roaring in people's life, and I didn't understand who I was hurting around me, robbing my family's peace of mind, you know, sleeping on the couch, sleeping behind a freeway on a cardboard box, asking myself, how did I get here? You know, and my drinking, I will stop. I made all the promises. I'll stop. And there I am, back inside of the trap house, you know, begging my family to let me go back in the house. You know, I did so much damage in their life. You know, I wanted to kill myself, but I just didn't have the guts to kill myself. And I got sick and tired of being sick and tired of my life running like that. I asked for help, and this guy said, I'm running a sober living. You know, he said, are you willing to go to any length? And I said, yes. And this is the good part for me, right? I just paid for a motel room. I just paid for a motel room. And it's just like, it's this big decision. It's either get sober or get a hotel. You know, and it's just like, that's a big decision for me. You know, because I still want to run amok. I still want to drink. I still want to party. I still want to do all these things, right? And it's just like, I hit rock bottom. You know, and it was just the last street for me, right, is over here. For Alcoholics Anonymous. So someone came and got me. And he said, I'm running a sober living. And I didn't know what I was getting myself into. And it was just, you know, it was into action. That's where I got sober. That was where I got sober at. You know, and it's just my journey began. You know, he told me, I'm your sponsor. I didn't know how to read. I didn't know how to write. And this person was sitting right next to me. Right next to me. Guiding me through this process. 1 through 12 in order. I need a structure in my life because I didn't have no structure. Make your bed. Clean up the yard. Do this. Do that. You know, doing all these things, right? And I'm looking at, I'm a grown man. I don't need to be doing none of this, right? But my best thinking got me in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. And my journey began. You know, I didn't have no car, came spiritually bankrupt, had nothing across the board, just a bag full of clothes, of trash, and I didn't know what I was getting myself into. And you know, I went any length for my sobriety. I either skated to a meeting, I either went on a bus to a meeting. You know, I was there. I thought these old timers were trying to get rid of me for some reason, and I didn't know. You know, they told me get a sponsor. I'm like, how much is a sponsor? You know, because I didn't have no money at all, no money. I'm telling you, zero across the scoreboard. You know, and it's just like, you guys were teaching me, right? I see people going to work. I see people, you know, getting their family back. All these things, the gifts in sobriety. And it was just like, damn, I want that. You know, I didn't get sober to be miserable. I absolutely didn't. I want to live this happy, joyous, and this new way of life, this freedom you guys talk about. And I remember coming to High Desert Big Book. And you guys put me to work, standing in the greeting line, shaking people's hand. For two years I stand in that line, shaking people's hand. They told me, kid, go make some coffee. I remember somebody telling me, go take out the trash. And I was like, me taking out the trash, I had too much. I had an image, right? All my life I had this image. I had to put up a front that I'm too good to be taking out the trash. And it's the truth. And I thought this old timer was trying to get rid of me, right? He's like, if you ain't ready, get out of here. An old timer told me, if you ain't ready, get out of here. Stop wasting my time. And I looked up to him with all the hope I had. You know, and he said, I'm going to show you. But I end up showing myself one day at a time. And it's been a journey. You know, I made wreckage in sobriety. I did wreckage in sobriety. I've been in handcuffs in sobriety. You know, my best thinking, you know, that's where my best thinking takes me at sometimes. How spiritual am I? Right? And I have a life beyond my wildest dream. You know, I love working with other alcoholics and working through the book. Getting commitments, doing the panels, you know, rolling around sober, you know, doing all these fun things in sobriety, jumping out of airplanes, you know, going on retreats, doing this, conventions, you know, going to car shows, doing all these things we have. Thank you. All these events, right? I got my family back into my life. I now, you know, my daughters love me, you know, to the fullest. I could do these things in sobriety because of God and Alcoholics Anonymous. I have a bitching career today. My family back into my life. I'm not a taker. I'm not a taker. And that's what you guys taught me, to not be a taker. And you know, the best gift that I got is being sober and being there for my kids as well, and helping other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. You know, if you don't want it, hey, we'll still be here. That's what they told me. You know, I'm not perfect. I fall short. And it's just like this, you know, I fall short. But I get to see it and I get to do my best each and every day. My mind tries to get at me each and every day. I ain't good enough. What's the whole point of doing this sobriety thing? All this stuff. But it's just like, with the seemingly good, with the seemingly bad, how am I going to take it? Right? What am I going to have to take? You know, my sobriety, I have to protect my sobriety today. And that's what I do when I want to give up. I protect my sobriety with all I have. Because without sobriety, I have nothing. Nothing. And I give all the credit to God and Alcoholics Anonymous. I absolutely really do. You know, I got sober at 23, 7 years of sobriety. I'm 30 now. Hey, it's one day at a time. I can still, you know, give up everything. But today, I have this sobriety. And it's a we thing. We get to do this together. Not I, we. We get to do this. we get to do this. And it's just, I'm still learning, and that's enough out of me.